Summer has arrived for many kids around Wisconsin, and you can bet they have loads of memories as they leave the school year behind. For nearly 50 kids in Shorewood who just finished third grade, those memories include designing and building a rain garden. It's not there just to look good, but also to soak up stormwater when it hits the pavement in the schoolyard. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz followed the kids from the design phase to its culmination when they got a bit of soil under their fingernails.
Let's start by going back to an evening last February. The halls of Shorewood High School were dark and hushed, save the brightly lit library, where third grade energy hummed in the air. A cluster of kids from nearby Lake Bluff Elementary School were getting ready to appear before the school board. They were about to encapsulate months of research and planning. I chatted briefly with Thomas West. He was distinctively dressed in a suit, complete with pocket kerchief and a jaunty necktie.
We're going to talk about...
He tumbled over his thoughts in excitement.
So basically, we're going to talk about why we need the rain garden in the Lake Bluff.
With that, Thomas needed to queue up with his classmates to address board members.
Good evening. We are the third grade students from Lake Bluff School. My name is Chloe DuBois, and here are my classmates.
Beck Heyman.
Danny Malnicki.
Ashley Lindvall.
Thomas West.
Ezel Piney.
They called their project an expedition.
It is called, Where Does the Flow Go? Guiding questions. How do people affect their environment, and how can people positively change their environment?
The environment in question was the northeast corner of the Lake Bluff schoolyard. What for years was a grassy soccer field was recently transformed to tennis courts, dedicated, by the way, to the recently retired school principal. However, what was thought to be a loving and activity-inducing project came with environmental headaches. The school district realized it had to meet Wisconsin's stormwater drainage requirements, but the regulatory hassle became an opportunity for these third graders, under the guidance of their teachers, Brenda Ayers and Karen Walton.
The solution to our problem is to add a bioswale.
The kids learned all about the deep incision in the earth, the bioswale along the edge of the new tennis courts. A crew dug down, then laid a foundation of gravel, followed by mulch, and finally soil.
A bioswale captures dirty water and slows down the flow of the water. The water builds up in the bioswale and then gradually soaks into the ground and then into the sewer.
The students took on the task of designing a garden planted within the bioswale.
We met in small groups to create drafts of rain garden designs with attention to moisture levels, blooming seasons, the color and height of the plants, and a mixture of flowers and grasses.
Then one team's design was chosen. It needed to achieve two things.
We had to pay attention to lots of things so the garden would look nice and grow well.
Last week, 3 months after their school board presentation, the kids finally got to plant 15 types of flowers and grasses, from prairie smoke to porcupine sedge. Teacher Brenda Ayers attempted to corral the enthusiastic students.
Okay, stay in your spot, kids. You're going to get your plants shortly.
They had a big job to do, get 384 plants into the ground in one school day. Much of the soil was dry and compacted. Todd Graverson was one of the parents lending a hand.
My daughter certainly didn't know a lot about erosion and things like that. To be frank, neither did I know what a bioswale was. But the idea of, like, for years to come, there's still going to be something to show for it instead of another test on a piece of paper.
Thomas West, the fellow we met at the school board meeting, opted for work boots and his favorite T-shirt rather than suit and tie.
How does it feel to actually be planting?
It actually feels quite good. Because we've been working on this for so long, and it's actually quite fun.
You don't mind the dirty soil stuff?
No, we just wash our hands after.
All right, so 1, 2, 3.
That's
four,
Karen Walton, one of Lake Bluff's third grade teachers.
They're having the time of their life. They really are. They said, when do we get to go out again?
It's probably going to be hard for these students to check in on their plants' progress over the summer, what with Little League, family vacations, and such. Karen Walton says someone else will be nurturing the young plants.
Starting tomorrow, the district's in charge.
Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.
They're called six little blue stems. Little blue stem.
Okay,
so if you want to go...
I said dogs.
Okay, Avery...